Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mary Beth, senior citizen from Plymouth, called and said she was concerned because she's self-quarantined, has an EBT card, but most stores online don't accept it. And she kind of opened up a floodgate of people who had the same questions. And I got to tell you, I contacted the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, and they were outstandingly helpful. They moved heaven and earth to get us some answers. And on the line with us right now from Harrisburg is Catherine Burig, who is the director of Bureau of Policy Services, along with some other people in a conference call. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing well, and how are you today?
Good. I don't know who else is in the room there, but I know that Aaron told us that there was going to be a conference call. First of all, can you basically kind of answer Mary Beth's question? Is there any help for people that have an EBT card that are homebound and need to use it?
So the best we can offer for folks who are homebound is that they can allow a non-household member, somebody who does not live with them, the ability to use their card. So they could give their card and share a PIN number with them, and that person could go and do the shopping on their behalf. Unfortunately, the bad news that I have is online purchases is a pilot program that was started by Food and Nutrition Services, which is the federal agency that oversees the food stamp program, also known as SNAP in Pennsylvania. And there are about five states that are currently participating in that pilot, but it has not been expanded to other states at this point in time, so that is not a possibility.
Yeah, one of the answers I got was that this is really kind of a federal issue, not necessarily something that the state can immediately solve, right?
Right. Unfortunately, the SNAP program is run by the United States Department of Agriculture. It's administered by states, but most of the program rules, in fact, almost all the program rules, are set by the federal government.
Okay, now I interrupted you. You were going to make another point there.
So I was going to say, EBT is further restricted at the federal level because it says that you cannot make prior payment for goods, which is part of the issue with delivery services, right? So Peapod and some of the other delivery services, you actually pay in advance and then the food is delivered to you. And that's something that is prohibited by federal rule currently. I do know that we and other states have brought it to the attention of the federal government and have asked for some relief, and I believe that they're having discussions, but as we sit here today, there is nothing forthcoming that would change either of those rules.
Well, in the case that brought this to the surface, Mary Beth from Plymouth, senior citizen, homebound, we wound up finding a councilman from her borough who was able to help her, and you're saying that that's what they really need to do, is find someone outside the family who is trustworthy, who can help.
That is my recommendation. That's the best that we can offer to folks. It is allowable under every federal rule for them to have somebody else use that card and purchase goods on their behalf.
But the key thing, it's got to be someone that they know and trust with that card and with that PIN number, because obviously this could be ripe for people that are knocking on doors and saying, hey, I'm here to help you, and they don't know, and they give them their card and their information, and then it's gone.
Absolutely. I do not recommend that people go searching for folks on the internet or give their card to people that come knocking at the door and offer to make purchases for them. It really should be either somebody who doesn't live with them that maybe they're related to that they trust, or in the instance you just said, a councilman, somebody who is responsible and will help those individuals. And I encourage folks, who belong to like your pastors in your church and so forth to help connect, make those connections with people so they can find trustworthy individuals who can assist in these instances.
Are you getting any reports or any complaints from consumers about fraud and things like what I said about non-trustworthy people trying to get someone's card and information and PIN number to steal that information in the card?
I've not heard anything with COVID. You know, we do occasionally hear those things. And when I say occasionally, maybe a few times a year, you know, but mostly those complaints come from people who have caregivers, and caregivers, unfortunately, sometimes take advantage of those they're giving care for.
You know, Kathy, when I started looking for information, I didn't realize the scope of services that Human Services covers. I mean, you guys do so much work. What are you getting inundated with? What are people's problems during this COVID crisis?
So we do, as you say, oversee numerous programs, and a lot of those programs are things that if people aren't seeking assistance right now, they will soon, because many of our programs are based on having low income, and as you know, with businesses being closed, that's going to impact lots of people across the Commonwealth. So we talked here about SNAP, about food assistance. We also have medical assistance for people who don't either have private insurance or don't qualify for the tax relief services. And we have a low-income heating energy assistance program for people who are behind in their energy bills or for folks who maybe need deliverable fuel so that we can help people maintain heat in their homes, as well as a cash assistance program for people with children.
And where would you send people to get information on any of these programs?
So you can go to our DHS website. I think Erin is on the line.
Yes, I am here. That is dhs.pa.gov. And Kathy, you want to also plug the Compass website?
Sure. For those who are interested in applying, they can go to www.compass.state.pa.us.
Okay, well, you know, again, your department, Kathy, has been just absolutely overwhelmingly helpful, and I'm really grateful, and thank you for the good information and the people who just went above and beyond to get us the answers.
And we're happy to do so. So thank you for reaching out, and if we can be of any further assistance, please let us know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.